Welcome, welcome to Big Dream Sports TV. I'm your host, Andrew Layton. I got my two co-hosts with me, Greg Perkins, a.k.a. Comet Cap, Owen, Don't Leave Me Out, Gilliland. And we have today's show. We have for you Drew's Hot Topics. Then we have scores of Southwest Florida. Then we have Drew's, Owen's, and Cap's predictions of the week. Be back right after this break.
The purpose of our program is to enhance speed, footwork, and explosive jumping ability. Don't delay and call your speed doctors today at 239-826-7891.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Andrew Layton, Comet Cap, Owen. And the first segment of the day is going to be Drew's Hot Topic. Drew's Hot Topic is basically today going to be about social media. You kids must understand, you guys are your brand. So, you know, if I'm a college recruiter, I want to know who you are. And the best way to know who you are is by checking your Facebook, your social media, your Twitter. And I came across some quotes from college recruiters. Here goes one coach from Jamal Singleton. Had to unfollow, stop recruiting a young man this evening. Still amazes me by what recruits tweet and retweet. And then we had another quote from Herb Haynes, assistant coach at Penn State University. Dropped another prospect this AM due to social media presence. Actually glad I got to see the real person before we offered him. So fellas and ladies, with this being said, you have to understand that you are a brand like Nike. You do not want to tarnish your reputation when it comes to a college scholarship. If I'm a college recruit, I don't want to see you up there holding up a gun, acting like you finna kill somebody, or, you know, with these crazy whack names. If I'm looking for you, I need to understand who you are. I don't want to see Gummy Bear Terrence. I don't know who that is. I need to know your full name and make sure everything's on your page is presentable. Because if your mom gets on your page and she doesn't approve of it, trust me, the college recruits doesn't approve of it. With that being said, that's pretty much the segment. Wrap up for Drew's tips today. And we're going to go into the hot topic of the day, Big Dream Sports TV hot topic of the day. And the hot topic is on Ant Dixon, head coach of the South.
The hot topic.
That's the hot topic. So I'm going to let my co-host get into this a little bit. So, Owen, what do you think?
How do I feel about it? The way I look at it, it seems a little weird to me that it happened 3 months ago, around about 3 months ago, and then Tuesday they released him, right. Let him go. Yeah. For some reason, if you were going to do that, you should have done it back then, before spring. At least, you know, it's not fair to the kids, you know, with Tuesday before the first game. They've already been through enough through the whole thing, you know what I mean, for what they went through. And now they got to deal with this on top of it in their first game, you know. And, you know, I feel like he was a scapegoat. I feel like he got the blame. And, you know, there's a lot more, you know, a lot of other people that were involved, you know, that got away with, you know, nothing.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Comment, Cap. No, you got a lot to say.
It's an unfortunate situation, you know. This is a good man, good guy. A lot of the kids, the team, and a lot of kids in the community look up to him. They respect him. You know, he's a good guy. He's a family man. He doesn't show nothing negative in the community. He always supported. You know, I known him for a long time. He watched me grow up. You know, I watched him play football, and he's been a part of this whole county for a long time.
Yeah,
You can tell by the support he's getting from the school and the parents and everybody else what kind of guy he is. Right, the t-shirts that they're wearing last night.
Yeah,
you know, out there. That says a lot. I mean, when they have that many people backing you, and they still want him back.
Exactly.
I think they should look at it again and rethink what they did.
Right, because I feel like the situation kind of got a little out of hand. But we're going, it's a meeting Tuesday, so hopefully everything will get itself put back in place. Because a lot of people don't know, you know, Dixon was my coach in high school, and he was the reason why I went to college. You know, he made a phone call, got me into school. So I know what kind of guy he is. I know the character of the guy. You know, that's my personal opinion. And if you have any opinions about this situation, inbox us on Facebook. You know, let us know your comments, ideas about the situation. You know, because we are a community, we are a voice, and we need to be heard because the situation kind of got out of hand, and I feel like, you know, they need to go back and reevaluate the situation because of the simple fact that, you know, I think it was unfair.
Bottom line is they made a bad situation worse.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, that's how I feel about it. And it's the whole thing's unfortunate. But see, like I said, it just seems really weird to me that it took this long to do that.
Yeah.
And right, you were going to do it. Like
right before the first
What
game.
Don't we know? I mean, what was different? What's different now than it was 3 months ago?
Because I felt like, you know, it was kind of awkward. You guys sit up here and you let them go through the whole summer and put in the work with the kids. And then all of a sudden, oh, first game of the season, second day of the week, oh, we're going to release him. But that wraps up the hot topic of the day. We'll be back right after this break. Welcome back to Big Dream Sports TV. I'm your host, Andrew Layton. This segment here, we have, you know, what we call our guest appearances. Nigga, today's segment is going to be about freshmen making varsity. We had one guy that couldn't make it today, Yesias Young, because he's celebrating his birthday. Happy birthday, Yesias Young. And but we do have with us Terry Lindsey Jr. How you doing, Terry?
Fine, and you?
I'm good. Glad to have you on the show. Oh, man, this is one of the unheard of things that was happening back in my days. You didn't get a freshman making varsity. That was like kind of unheard of. Like when you came in school, you had to play freshman football. Yeah. So with that being said, how hard was the transition for you to coming from Pop Warner to, you know, varsity where these guys are wearing a weight limit now to unlimited weight limit?
Honestly, it wasn't really hard. Like I just stayed focused and did what I had to do. I was worried about myself. I wasn't worried about how different the atmosphere was. I just did what I had to do, and it all came along.
Okay, cool. So you are at North Fort Myers High with Ernest Graham and my good friend Ed Gann over there, man. Those guys, man, listen, you're in a great system right now where Ernest Graham literally made a statement in Southwest Florida. He left his mark, like one of the best running backs to come out of, you know, the 2-3-9. You played running back in Pop Warner. So now, are you still playing running back at North, or?
Well, they kind of use him as versatile. I'm playing running back, receiver, and on defense, corner, and safety. So I'm basically all over the field. It's different. Like with me moving from positions, It was kind of different, but it's coming along good. It's great.
Wow. So how hard was that transition from being a running back, a guy that carries the ball to, you know, most of the time, you might catch a pass out of the backfield, to turning into that guy now that's literally out there on the island or in the slot that's catching the ball?
Well, it was kind of hard in the beginning because I wasn't familiar with the way you do the position and this and that. But training at BAPC, you know, you helped me a lot. For me starting, I was pretty good starting from the help that you gave me. So
thank you.
I used that along with the stuff that Gant's teaching me.
Yeah, that guy, man, listen to that guy. He knows his stuff, man. Like, he's been to the league. So that says enough about his credentials right there. NFL, what more can you say? You know, and so what number will you be rocking this year?
I will have on number 8 this year.
Okay. So listen, people, look out. Number 8, Red Knights. So with that being said, you guys got Riverdale coming up this week. What's the game plan going into Riverdale? Well, you know what I'm saying, we see a lot of number 8.
Well, not at all. You will see me on the sideline due to injury.
Okay.
But I will be back the following week versus Fort Myers High School, and I am looking to make a statement.
Fort Myers Greenways, you hear that? The boy says he's coming to make a statement. So number 8, listen, he will be on y'all highlight tape, fellas. So now, you know, how you guys got one of the top running backs over there. So does that discourage you to up your game, or does it make you up your game because you got Z White over there?
Yes, because he's like, Zaquandre he's like a good person to look up to, like
right.
With his special ability, the things that he's able to do, and me coming in as a freshman behind him, I'm able to pick up on some of the things he do before he leave. So I think. Me picking up off some of the things that he's doing will help me out a lot.
So do you think you'll lead the program? You got 4 years. So I'm saying your senior year, will we be just screaming, Lindsey, red, number 8? Do you think you know you can do a Ernest Graham, you can do a Z White? You think you could be that guy?
Yes, I think I could be that guy, but the main thing is just got to stay humble.
Exactly. Yeah, man, and you got to keep putting in that hard work because, you know, off season is the most critical season for a football player. So with that being said, man, listen, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you, man, and I look forward to seeing some great things out of you. So with that, we're going to wrap this segment up. BAPC, you know, is where this guy trains at. He puts in the work. So with that, we'll be right back after this small break.
The focus of our program is to enhance speed, footwork, and explosive jumping ability. Don't delay and call your speed doctors today at 239-826-7891.
Welcome back, Big Dream Sports TV. Right now, we're going to get into segments of your scores and highlights of this week. First game up, we had Estero over Bishop Barreau, 3-0. Marco Island over Gateway Charter, 45-38. Dunbar High over Golden Gate, 41-14. Oh, Tigers. We got Lely High over Island Coast, 25-20. Ida Baker over Palmetto Ridge, 15-14. Lehigh Senior over North Fort. Lightning. Say lightning strike, baby. It stroke 18 times. All right. With that being said, we're going to get into these predictions of next week. And then we're going to get in our top 10 players. Okay, welcome, my old. Listen, Cap, I'm gonna let you start off with your predictions of the week, because listen,
Mr. Prediction.
He going 0-1 Mr. Prediction.
Mr. Know-it-all.
I'm jumping out on a limb. The first game.
Way on a limb.
Riverdale, Norfolk Myers. I'm picking Riverdale over North.
He's the only one doing that.
Picking Riverdale over
so
North.
So he's saying pretty much no red.
Okay. Lehigh, Palmetto Ridge, going with Lehigh. Okay. Lehigh seemed pretty strong. And that running back, beast.
Maybe Marshawn.
Beast. South over Island Coast. South. Okay. That's a given. I don't even want to explain why.
You don't have to.
Sarasota over Cape. Dunbar over Baker.
Okay.
But shout out to Isaac Williams. He wearing that number 2 to represent. And you know,
you're doing this thing.
Honor D.
That's what's up.
Okay. Fort Myers over Palmetto. My other pick will be East Lee over Gateway.
Listen.
That's East a smart
Lee
pick.
Over no, Gateway.
It's going to be Hail
smart
Caesar.
Pick. You're all alone right
listen,
there.
Listen, my honorable mention, Hail Caesar, is going to be running all over East Lee.
We'll see.
All right, Estero over Mariner. I like Willie Neal. And my not last, but Cypress over Northport. And Bishop Barreau over Cardinal Mooney. Those are my picks.
Okay. Owen, I'm going to let you take, because you already know, listen, I'm winning this thing.
Well, so I was smarter than he was, and I picked North. Oh. I'm picking North over Riverdale all day.
Okay.
Coaching staff's too good. Z-White's too good. He's a beast. And, you know, that's what it is. Lehigh over Palmetto Ridge. I got South over Island Coast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I have Cape over Sarasota. I got a soft spot for Cape. And I feel like they might do something. I think that D is gonna step up. I know a couple guys.
Okay. So you're doing a little favoritism.
Maybe.
Okay.
I do that a lot.
Okay.
I got Dunbar over Ida Baker. That team's gonna be tough this year. Dunbar, I'm gonna be picking them a lot this year. They got a lot of players over there.
Talent.
Yeah. Probably the most talented team in Southwest Florida.
Yep. I got Fort Myers over Palmetto. The Greenies are gonna do big things again, I think, this year. You know. I got East Lee over Gateway with my man Cap over here. You're alone. I told you you're alone.
Listen, man, it's gonna be a Hail Caesar show, man.
I got Estero over Mariner. I just don't think Mariner's ready yet. I think Estero's picking it up. I like their coaches over there. They're doing a good job changing things up and turning things around.
Okay.
Coach Hanlon, he's doing a good job. I got my Cypress Lake Panthers over Northport. My Cypress Lake Panthers.
So he going
Richie Road. Richie Road's over there changing some things up. He's doing well. He's going to turn that program around and do big things.
Okay. That's what's up.
Just remember that.
We heard it here first.
And I got Cardinal over Bishop, just because.
Okay. You know? Well, listen, the man of the hour, time to pick. You know I'm riding with North over Riverdale. Lehigh Lightning over Palmetto Ridge. South over Island Coast, Dixon and South. Dunbar, let's go Tigers. Let's go Tigers. Over Outer Baker, Fort Myers. You know, I'm riding with y'all. D. Felix, Beasley, all y'all boys over there, I'm riding with y'all. And my upset of the week. Upset, remember this, we heard it here first. Hail Caesar, Gateway over East Lee. Trust me, Hail Caesar.
We're gonna see.
And then listen, I had to throw it up. I felt a little bad because, you know, I had to go against my alumni. But, you know, I think Mariner is going to come out on top over Stero. Listen, hey, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But
you can't believe you did that.
Come on, man. Listen,
Then I ain't going to let you in the stadium at Stero anymore.
Let's ride. And then, you know, I'm going to go with them Purple Panthers, Cypress Lake over Northport. I'm going to go with them. And then, hey, listen, my boy's over there at Bishop. So we going Bishop Barreau over Mooney. And them are my predictions of the week.
All right.
Oh, they all right.
All right.
Come on, man. Listen,
y'all. Well, no, this time next week.
Listen,
we'll know.
This time next week, you will know who in the league.
You'll see who's on top. My name will be right here. And then
the other you two and Cap down. Already just, you know, Hail Caesar, man. Hail Caesar.
He keeps saying Hail Caesar, but listen, he made him out of a mention.
You don't know this.
But he made him out of a mention.
Listen, this is that's what he's going to say.
Is
this is Sparta. Listen, the man is my honorable mention. Sleep on him. He had 312. Sleep on him. Turn down for what? So now we're going to get into top 10 players. I got. We're going to go with Comet Cap first. Comet Cap.
No.
Yes, we're going to go with Comet Cap first.
No, come on. You're going to really go with me first?
Yeah.
How would you like me to tell you? How would you like me to present it to you?
Present it to
any way you want.
Yep. All right. My number 10 pick, Kenny Benjamin from Dunbar High School.
Very talented guy.
He's been solid for them. He's been solid. And nobody's been talking about him.
Yeah.
But he's always making the big plays when they need it.
He's one of those all-around guys.
Mm-hmm.
He can do what you need him to do.
All right, my number 9 player will be Jockey, Jacquez Lewis.
I see y'all hold this guy high. You know, he had a nice game last week, but
he's a game changer, man.
He's a game changer.
He put points on the board.
He's Devin Hester of high school football.
I can give you that.
It'll change your whole game plan.
I just feel, you know.
You got a scheme around
not
him.
Taken away from that young man, but I feel like.
He changes field position.
He is a special team standout to me. I haven't seen him play receiver. That's why he's not in my top 10.
I mean, he been in some situations where he ain't had no quarterback.
Yeah, okay,
but
okay.
When he do get that ball in his hands, he's a dangerous man.
I done heard a lot about him.
He's a dangerous man, you know.
Keep it moving.
Okay. All right. Number 8. My number 8 pick will be Isaac Washington from Cape Coral. Man was a $2,000 back last season. $2,000. Not only that, his uncle is Lorenzo Johnson. If you don't know who Lorenzo Johnson is, you better look it up.
Yeah. A Easter, bro.
All right. My 7th pick. And this is the 3rd Dunbar High School player on the list, and it is Shedden Reed.
Now, that guy.
That's Man a beast. Child. That's a beast.
Man child.
I watched him. I don't know how he do it. He just end up in the right spots every time.
Okay.
Every time. He a ball hog. Now, my number 6 pick. He's been doing this since freshman. Freshman. Equan Doris.
Yes.
I just haven't seen nobody stop him.
Dixon is south. Yes, sir.
Dixon is south. Now, my number 5 pick is Chris Curry from Lehigh.
Marshawn Lynch.
That's what they call him.
Yes, sir.
That's what they call him.
Marshawn.
Beast mode. I mean, he runs pretty good. He runs hard. And that game against Mark Lee,
yes.
He did his thing.
The Chris Curry show?
Yeah. My number 4 pick will be Dawson DeGroote. You remind me of Rod Woodson.
Just everywhere.
The ball deflected, he dives, he goes, gets it. Anything to change the game around, he does it. Punt return, he'll get kick returns, he'll go deep on a pass. You know what I'm saying? He does it all for Fort Myers. My number 3 is also from Fort Myers, and that's Darren Felix. Darren Felix is just an athlete. Freakish athlete.
He got him at 3.
Freakish athlete.
That's
freakish athlete.
He wants to be different all the time.
I want to be different?
No.
It's not that. It's just, you know.
He wants to be the smartest guy in the room.
When I seen these games, he does his thing. But when it came down to it, I done seen him have to take a back seat to one of his other players.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're putting the eye on that guy, somebody has to step up.
Somebody has to step up. Now, my number two pick is Marlon Gaiman from Island Coast.
Showtime. Game changer.
Another game changer. A man amongst boys. Man amongst boys.
Okay.
My number one pick, and we all know who my number one pick is, it shouldn't be no different. It's a Quandre White. You just cannot stop this guy. If you don't have all 11 players on him, he's going to score.
He's definitely a beast.
He's going to score. And you cannot stop him. You can put him at receiver. You can put him at quarterback. He does everything. You can put him on the line if you want to.
Raleigh.
And I like that commitment, Z-White. FSU, baby.
That's wrong, but okay.
Oh. You can go Alabama.
Yeah,
guy.
You need to go to Alabama.
Okay, Owen, give me your top 10.
All right. My number 10 guy is Mr. Curry from Lehigh. My number 9 guy is...
What's the problem? 10?
10.
You ain't seen this guy play.
Maybe I haven't enough yet. Maybe I haven't. We'll see, though. What he number 9 is Chris Joseph from Cypress Lake.
Okay.
He's a young buck. He's an up-and-comer. Ran for about 250 last spring. He's going to be something. We got Mr. Gaiman. He's my number 8. Isaiah Thomas from Cypress Lake. That is my number 7. He's a senior this year. He's going to carry that offense.
That's two boys on your list from Cypress.
Hey,
two.
He is really.
Did I tell somebody that?
He is really about those numbers.
We got Mr. Shockey from Dunbar. We just got done talking about him.
Yep.
I put him up there a little higher than Drew thinks he should be. But he's a game changer. He changes the field. He changes, you know, you got a scheme around that guy. I think that says something. It changes things. My number 5 is Mr. The Group from Fort Myers High School.
Yeah, we know about that guy. Very talented.
He's solid. He's on everybody's list.
Yes. Number 4 is Mr. Jones from South Fort Myers. We just got done talking about him. I got Benjamin from Dunbar at 3. He impressed me. I saw him this spring game. That guy is a man-child. He just looks different on the field. And he can take over if he wants to.
Real quick.
Real quick. And he's on both sides of the ball. And, you know, and like I said, he can change the game.
Yeah.
You know. Where we at? Number two, I got White at 2. And
Z-White.
And he might be the most impressive guy in Southwest Florida. He might be. And like you said, you can't arm tackle this man. You can't. The guy runs hard. One of the hardest runners I think I've seen around here, you know.
Yeah.
And he's gonna score, like you said. He's gonna score if you don't run to the ball and you don't pursue and you don't wrap him up. He's gonna be gone. He's got size. He's got speed. He's got it all. And then my number 1 is Mr. Felix from Fort Myers High School, and we all know why.
Felix.
We all know why. He's explosive.
Mr. All Around.
He's Mr. All Around. He's explosive, and that's where I'm at.
Okay, so you know. Y'all already know what time it is. It's time for who top 10. And I got me an honorable mention because this kid right here really impressed me. My honorable mention, baby. I'm telling you, remember this kid's name, Hail Caesar. That's Hail Caesar. Chris Caesar at Gateway Charter School. I'm telling this guy, you're going to hear some big things about him. Then I got at number 10, Corey Curtis. Didn't nobody mention that guy. He's one of probably the best quarterback coming out of South Florida in a while. So I'm going with Corey Curtis at 10. And then at number 9, I got my boy D. Tompkins.
Woo.
At Bishop Barreau. Very versatile guy. Plays on both sides of the ball. Special team guy. This guy can do a backflip and catch the ball. Very talented.
Nah, who can't?
Yeah.
He's at 9.
He's in the top 10. So, you know, very, very talented guy.
He reminded me of Mathis off from the Colts.
Yeah. Very talented guy. Dude, have you seen this kid?
Not yet.
Listen, Facebook guru guy. Man, listen, the kid did a backflip, switched it, caught it. Boom. You know?
You were doing that when you were 5.
Yeah. and then I shrunk my ankle. And then, so now, what we got? We got number seven. We got D. DeGroote from Fort Myers High School. I like this guy. We all got him on our
list.
That's
number eight.
That's my number eight? Oh, that's my number eight. D. DeGroote. Okay. I'm sorry. They got that guy. Yeah, see, that's why you got teammates. And then, so now, who I got? Oh, yeah, so now we got the beast from the South, Mr. Shannon Reed. This guy's a man child among the boys. Like, listen, I seen this guy in the Cape spring game with him going to Burst Cape. The guy was all over the place, man. He was just out of control.
He's scary.
Yes, very out of control. The guy, you know, just a beast.
Very ugly kid.
Just a beast.
Yeah. Very ugly. Just a beast.
Okay, so now we got at number six. I got Jayshon Jones. This, trust me, South. Dixon is South. This guy is going to make sure. This guy is going to make sure.
He been putting in work since Pop Warner.
This guy is gonna make sure.
He been putting in work since Pop Warner.
That ball in the
end. He real good. Very talented
young man.
He real good.
Jayshon. Then we got. Let me go. I'm sorry. We got number five. Oh, Mr. Showtime Gaming. Marlon, Mr. Showtime Gaming. That's my number five. Island Coast guy. Make sure you check this guy out, man. Very talented young man. Then at number four, I got E. Dorsey from South Fort Myers. Man, listen, this guy, you know, he's been doing it since freshman year. Very talented guy.
Yeah, you're number four and five freshman year.
Yeah, four and five, yeah. And both of them at South. So y'all know I'm kind of playing in the South. I got South in the mouth. And then we got, you know, my number three, Mr. Marshawn Lynch, Chris Curry. He high, like, telling you, this guy right here, man,
surprise a lot of people.
Will put the team on his back.
He's a player.
Very talented guy. Then number two, I got Mr. Z White at number two because you know he
five games.
So you know,
and that's the only reason
I've
had him at two.
That should give you that one. Five games.
I need a bigger body at work.
Yeah. They wasn't even talking about the receiving yards that he put down.
You know, he had people around, you know.
He had a great Hey, by the time the season's over, I might have him at number one. I might change it up. But for now, at the beginning of the season, after seeing just five games.
I'm looking for three grand this season.
Three grand.
All right. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. I'm looking for $3,000.
But then you know we got to go with Mr. All Show, Southwest Florida, D. Felix.
So where you think you're going to go? Is it gonna be Oregon?
Listen, all them uniforms, listen, as a kid, you know, look good, feel good, play good. Oregon Ducks.
I saw him in the interview. He was talking a lot about Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Nah. He seemed to like it there.
If you don't go to Oregon, you feel it.
If you wanna win championships, Roll Tide.
Come on, man.
If you wanna win championships,
you
Roll
gotta
Tide.
Bring you back, man. Roll Tide.
All right, fellas. Audience, that's our segment of Southwest Florida Scores. Drew, Greg, OG, predictions, and top 10 players. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back. I'm in eighth grade, and I'm 13. And ever since I started coming to toe, I've noticed a lot of improvement in football. And I've gotten a lot faster and stronger in explosiveness. And I'm like excelling past my teammates that were way better than me in the previous year.
The focus of our program is to enhance speed, footwork, and explosive jumping ability. Don't delay and call your speed doctors today at 239-826-7891.
Welcome back to Big Dream Sports TV. I'm your host, Andrew Layton. Got my co-host with me, Comment Cap, OG. All right, fellas, man, listen. Great show, first show.
Good one.
Yeah.
It's only going to get better, too.
You know it.
It's going to be a good, it's going to be an exciting season. We're lucky to be down here and have some of the best high school football in the country, behind, right in our backyard. So I'm excited for the season. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I'm just wait for it. I'm excited.
I'm really excited, to be right.
Yeah. Oh, to be right. Oh, yeah. I guess so. Right. We will see. Yeah. But with that being said, we have, next week we will have updates on all the other sports. This week we didn't have too many sports because of rain delays, and a lot of sports will be happening this week. So we'll have scores and updates on that. And also, if you have any, comments, leave them. Inbox us on Facebook, Big Dream Sports TV. Let us know how we can do better. And with that being said, final words, Cap?
Ready for the kickoff. We're excited.
First week.
Get it popping.
Listen, fellas, first week, stay out of trouble. Don't let your talent get in the way of your responsibilities. And that's the end of the show. See you guys next week. We out. Yeah.